Hi, people. Brini Maxwell here with some convenient tips for gracious living. The House of Tomorrow at Disneyland was a miracle of modern convenience when it was first built in the 1950s. The designers imagined all sorts of advancement for the daily life of inhabitants. Chief among them was the idea of one-touch living. Push a button, and whatever task you wanted to complete was done for you with the quiet whir of machinery. There's still a great deal of attraction in the concept, and in some ways, that promise futurists made to us in the 50s and 60s has come to pass. Most cars now have push-button windows, and most homes have push-button garage door openers, and every living room has an endless selection of remotes, usually displayed in a bowl like cocktail peanuts. Granted, these innovations were available at the time, but they've become much more ubiquitous in the present day. But what about some of the more obscure applications of push-button technology? Can we still hope for the ease and convenience of push-button cabinetry, automatic drapery hardware, and conveyor belts? I say, why not? With a little research, the proper machinery can be found for almost any application. If you're going to install electric drapes, for example, I say make them count. Curtain off a whole wall or two with them from the floor to the ceiling and let the drapery sweep majestically across the room, not just across a small double-hung window. Similarly, push-button cabinetry can be found in the luxury television industry, those clever pieces of furniture with lifts used to elevate flat-screen televisions are ubiquitous in the homes of the wealthy. The technology can be built into an existing piece of furniture, or built-ins can be customized using the lift hardware, which can be purchased separately. You can also find pop-up table appliance lifts that can be used to make your blender or mixer magically rise from the surface of your kitchen counter, or, as in the House of the Future, let your glassware miraculously drop down from your upper cabinets. Perhaps the most outlandish but still intriguing push-button idea has to do with the conveyor belts. Applications might include a belt that would transport dirty dishes from the dining table to the sink, a rotating closet conveyor for clothing, or a garden conveyor to bring plants in during a potential freeze or drought for watering. Conveyor belt manufacturers frequently create custom solutions for industrial clients. Why not for you? They can be found in internet searches for conveyor belt. Now, some of these ideas may seem a bit far-fetched, but even if you're not ready for a conveyor belt in your kitchen, you can still engineer ease and convenience into your next remodel. Little things like the doorframe light switch, a button recessed into the doorframe that's released when the door is open, installed in your closet doorframes to automatically illuminate the inside of your closets and cabinets, are affordable and elegant ways to make life more gracious. And we could all use a touch of that in our lives now, can't we? Thanks for listening this week. Be sure and come by BriniMaxwell.com for links to some sites with ideas for one-touch living. And while you're there, have a look at my video podcast. Next week, we'll be talking about interesting ways to use conventional furniture. Until then, I'm Brini. Bye now.